With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lou Gehrig reports new details in the first phase of a ceasefire deal for the war in Gaza.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause fighting in Gaza, a major step towards a permanent end to their war. Hamas will release all 20 living hostages in the coming days in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The Israeli military will begin a withdrawal from parts of Gaza. Palestinians won't be expelled from Gaza and more humanitarian aid will be allowed in. The agreements follow elements of a plan put forward by the Trump administration and come after 3 days of talks in Egypt by delegations from both sides.
Now, as Rich Thomason reports, Israel's president and prime minister adding their voices to the chorus of those calling for President Trump to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
The president's bid for the Nobel Prize has drawn added attention to the annual guessing game over who its next recipient will be. Longtime Nobel watchers say Mr. Trump's prospects remain remote, despite a series of high-profile nominations and some notable foreign policy achievements, including the Gaza Peace Plan. The president has been nominated several times by people within the U.S. as well as politicians abroad since 2018. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The special agent in charge at the ATF Los Angeles Field Division, Kenny Cooper, says investigators determined a January 1st fire was intentionally lit.
The roots of that vegetation were still compromised by fire. And when we were able to dig down into that soil, the heat remaining in those roots was enough, was still present, and was significant enough to, when introducing a sheet of paper to that, it would start a fire.
Officials say Jonathan Rindernick of Melbourne, Florida, had intentionally set a fire that rekindled a week later. This is SRN News. Conservatives may quit the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities. In a decision in a suit brought by a roller derby league, the judge in the case writes that the Nassau County ban is designed to protect women and girls. He also points out that transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues at the county's facilities. Nassau County officials first imposed a ban through an executive order. This is SRN News. The governing body for college athletics is on the verge of allowing a form of sports betting within its ranks.
The NCAA has moved a step closer to allowing athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I Administrative Committee approved the change on Wednesday. It must still be approved by Division II and Division III for it to go into effect November 1st. The NCAA is not changing its rule, which forbids athletes from betting on college sports. The NCAA prohibits sharing information about college competitions with bettors and doesn't allow sponsorship of NCAA championships by betting sites. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Tropical storm Jerry is churning in the Atlantic, approaching the Leeward Islands. Forecasters say tropical storm Priscilla is moving along Mexico's Pacific coast, threatening heavy rain and flooding there. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.